Random House Audio presents The Day I Ate Whatever I Wanted and Other Small Acts of Liberation by Elizabeth Berg. This is the author, Elizabeth Berg. The Day I Ate Whatever I Wanted. I began at Dunkin' Donuts. I hadn't gone there since I started Weight Watchers a year ago, because I had to lose weight. My doctor made me go. I could have switched doctors, but who needs it with all the forms you have to fill out if you switch? You just wish there were a central headquarters with all your information that you write out once, so that everyone who needs anything could tap into it. Weight Watchers is a good organization. I mean, it does actually work if you do the program, and they try really hard to make you like you, which, as you may know, is a problem a lot of fat people have. They have low self-esteem. Skinny people look at fat people with disgust and have visions of them stretched out on fuchsia-colored silk sofas snarfing down Cool Ranch Doritos and Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey. But it isn't like that. What it is eating and eating with your shoulders hunched and your head down to scratch that itch that won't get scratched. And you have so much shame when you gobble things down you hardly even taste them. You start with, I want, and you end up with, I want. Only now you have even more weight added to what is already too much, and don't think we don't know it all the time. But anyway, I went to my Weight Watchers meeting one day, and in addition to the usual annoying, emaciated people who have no business there, there were two new members who absolutely blew my mind.